It's time once again for the A Moment of Science mailbag. Let's see what we have today. Hey, Yael, this isn't the mailbag, it's a barf bag.
Do you like it, Don? I brought it back from a recent airline flight I took. The old mailbag was getting pretty worn out.
Oh, all right. Let's see. Dear A Moment of Science, why is it that dogs can eat things that would kill a human being? Signed, Yakety Yuck.
Funny you should choose that one, Yakety. Barfing is one of the answers.
That's true. Dogs and cats have very strong vomit reflexes, which help them toss out dangerous things they may have swallowed, like nasty dead squirrel guts.
Both species may eat grass to help bring about vomiting. If they don't yak the yuck, however, the grass can at least help move it more quickly through their system so it does less damage.
Both species also have high body temperatures compared to humans. That will help kill pathological microorganisms that would survive in human intestines.
Finally, the comparatively short length of a dog's intestines limits the amount of damage done. But it must be said that many times dogs and cats do not survive eating dangerous things, especially poisons set for rodents. So be very careful with what you leave lying around, and never assume your dog or cat can yak the yuck.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. That web address again is amomentofscience.org. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.